Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? I am your host, Russ, and this is podcast episode 109. It is May 2nd, 2018. As always, you hear my voice. Carrie's not here. Carrie should be back very soon for all of you who are interested.
Fingers crossed.
Possibly. But we do have with us, as always, after a great pay-per-view, Steve. And of course, I'm always joined by Kent. Kent, Steve, how are we doing? Let's start with Steve.
Was that actually a pay-per-view? At least considering it was, because you just missed me.
House show, pay-per-view. We all got to see it, sure.
Special event, I don't know.
I mean, Kent, Taker's there. It's a pay-per-view, right? Like,
I would think so, right?
Unless it's Raw 25.
Well, I guess that Saudi prince paid a lot of money to view it, so...
Yeah, he did.
Major props to him for saying, you know what? I'm paying big money and do not bring any of your shitty women wrestling with you. Like, that's a man that knows what he wants and got it.
Yeah, it's not that he doesn't want women perform. He doesn't care. He knows the women are garbage. So
he's like, I have seen one Charlotte promo and I know enough. Get that shit out of here.
And now
bring me Eddie Guerrero. Bring me Yokozuna.
How much he paid tomorrow?
200 million.
Call is tomorrow for the stockholders.
Oh.
Oh, I'm excited.
It was over 200 million. I had to have been.
Is that just for this event or for all of them?
Oh, I think it's just for this event.
No.
I don't know for a fact. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. According to the internet, which is always trustworthy, and that's where Russ gets all of his information.
That's where I get my information.
It's 100 million to 200 million, depending on a lot of variables. And that's for the next 10 years. And it's probably going to be the 200 million is going to be if they have more events. And that's why they're already discussing one in November, I believe. So I think that's
the greatest Survivor Series.
The greatest Survivor Series.
The greatest Survivor Series ever. Yes.
20 versus 20.
The entire roster against the entire roster.
There is no room on the apron this year.
Yeah. Men will be sent out as others are eliminated.
No women, though.
No women. That's right.
The fuck.
All right, so now that we've segregated our only audience, let's
hey,
move
it's
on.
The Saudi prince's fault, not ours.
That is true. We are bringing up just facts. All right, so we got a lot to go over this week. So we have really a lot. We have to go over the greatest Royal Rumble. Then we need to talk about Backlash, which is coming up. So we got a lot of things going on here. So we're going to go quick on a couple of things. But first, Kent, I have to know, what is your moment of bliss?
Which is trademarked verbally. Fuck you, WWE, for stealing my fucking shit for 2 weeks in a row. All right, I'll make this quick. Was this the greatest pay-per-view of my lifetime? Yes. Why was it the greatest pay-per-view of my life? Because there was no women's wrestling. It's not that women's wrestling is inherently bad, but if you're on the main roster and you get booked in a match, your match is pretty much shit. Like, it's not like NXT women where they're given decent things to work with. So yes, this was the best main roster pay-per-view I'm struggling in recent memory at the very least, because we didn't have to listen to Charlotte. There was just so many things we didn't have to. We cut through the bullshit, basically. So that in and of itself for Friday was my quickest moment of bliss ever. And the mute button is a thing, Russ. Still working that mute button? Oh, I'll just take over hosting duties for us.
All right. No, I took it there. There we go. Sorry.
Best
I thought
host
I hit it.
Greatest
new,
host ever.
It's a new machine.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. All right. So that was the quickest moment of bliss we've ever had. We'll never be able to top that. All right. Let's move to the pay-per-view.
If Alexa Bliss loses her top in a match, we will top this.
Yes. That would be the greatest event ever, period. Story. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about this. The greatest Royal Rumble event happened in Saudi Arabia, in Jada, is that how you say it?
Jeddah, whatever.
Jeddah,
Saudi Arabia. Something. That's all you got.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of sounds like Cheddar.
Let's go through these matches. We'll
Jedi.
Kind of see how we'll talk about how we like them, and some of them we'll go into detail. Some of them we'll kind of skip over. But before we do that, let's talk about John Cena defeating Triple H in the opening match. Steve, I want to hear from you first.
It's a good house show match. I mean, it was a John Cena match, so it's what you're going to get these days out of those two guys. Nothing special, but by the numbers, a good match. Not great, okay. Not bad, just good.
I mean, I'm just questioning, aside from the most... All right, if you take 1960s era wrestling moves out of it, and you count any other moves that were performed, does that number grow beyond 10? No. That was old school as old school gets. But I was surprised. I wasn't sure how the crowd was going to react. Like, that was one of my biggest questions. And it was nice. It was weird not hearing Cena sucks. How weird was that, right? So.
Didn't they try a Cena sucks at some point? I swear I heard it.
No.
It wasn't really.
So they shot if they did? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people were beheaded if they said Cena sucks because they had to make the kids feel happy or us.
What I enjoyed was the amount of people with the backs turned to the ring. That was fun.
I also enjoyed the amount of guys in white robes, whatever, on their phone throughout the whole event. Good for you because you paid good money to be there to talk on your phone.
I assume most of that was security and maybe two or three were like the prince's family and then the rest were like just maybe their employees or, I don't know, slaves. I don't know what they call them over there.
Kardashians? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I believe the term is indentured servants.
They have dentures?
Possibly, yes.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I like the match. I thought it was good. It was a good opener. It was obvious Cena was going to win, or at least it felt obvious. I don't know if it really was. But, yeah, it was a good opener.
Well, yeah, because 16 is greater than 14.
Exactly.
And Cena needs a win. He just broke his marriage off.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. I kind of feel bad for Cena. He made an ass of himself at last year's WrestleMania.
Yes. Now he definitely did.
I hope someday he gets to, you know, do something cool. Not at WrestleMania. Behind closed doors.
Maybe at the greatest WrestleMania coming at the moment.
Yes, greatest. That's what's going to happen in like early March, the greatest WrestleMania ever. They're just going to get the greatest over there for everything.
In 10 years, are we going to find out John Cena has like 15 children? Like just a revenge tour of fucking bitches and knocking them up? Like, that's what I really want to have happen.
I don't know.
So his Make-A-Wish at 15 years is feeding his own kids?
Yeah, I was going to say, Make-A-Wish isn't really Make-A-Wish. He's just been taking care of his own kids. Wow, it sucks that all of his kids are terminally ill. I don't know if that's...
he's like Sean Kemp.
Wow, good reference.
For those of you who don't know, he's out of kids.
Boom shakalaka.
All right, let's move on to the next match. WWE Cruiserweight Champion Cedric Alexander defeats the 205 Savior, Kalisto. All right, I barely remember this match, but gave them enough time, I think. I don't know. I just barely remember the match. It was decent. I liked it. I'm glad Cedric kept his belt. So it was okay. Kent?
It feels like everything about 205 was encapsulated in this match. I know stuff happened. It was kind of fun to watch at the moment. And less than an hour later, I completely forgot everything that I've seen. And that's 205 since its inception. That's it.
Okay. Steve.
Yeah, all I remember is the finishing spot where it was the Sleeta del Sol countered to a lumbar check. That's all I remember. It was a good match.
Yeah, I seem to remember like one of them did a really, really gutsy move off one of the sides, but I cannot remember for the life of me who did it and what it was. So.
What? Didn't they sign? Wait, quick question. I don't know if either of you know. Didn't 205 get somebody returning or a big name last night?
I didn't watch it yet.
I don't know.
I believe it was teased, but I don't I'm going to look at WWE.com to get my answer.
Was it buying was it Kendrick? Is he back?
Possibly. Oh, Kendrick could be back. He was. I was hoping it was going to be Neville.
They said, yeah, well, they said it was someone amazing. Who was injured.
Enzo, is he back?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hope so.
That would be that would be worth it, definitely.
Because then him and Cena could go on the revenge tour.
Yes.
Wait. It's a tag team for you.
I like how we're lumping Cena into this, and Cena's done absolutely nothing to prove warrant this. Enzo, yes. Cena, no. All right.
He broke Nikki's Enzo? Heart, that bastard.
I don't think Enzo's done anything wrong.
Allegedly, that's not a drug.
Allegedly, he has. So I'll say that. All right. So I don't know. You know, it's so tough. It felt like. Well, we'll talk about that, I guess, later. Let's move on.
Kendrick was back.
Okay, but that's not the big.
So wait, it was Kendrick and Gallagher versus Hideo and Akira. So they just grouped the two Asian fellas together? That's, good for
yes.
them.
That's what they the Orient there. Express version 2.0.
All right. I'm trying to move us on. Let's move on to the Tag Team Championship for Raw match where the Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, or the Deleter of Worlds, or Deleters of Worlds, defeated the Bar. Steve, what's your take?
I am so shocked at the outcome of this match.
Weren't you? It was,
I thought for sure a SmackDown team was going to win that belt.
Yeah, left field. Left field.
I still hate Matt Hardy, and he's making Bray Wyatt even worse. Ooh. The end.
Ooh. All right, Kent.
Well, I don't like Steve's face. I don't like his attitude. I enjoy this Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt thing, if only because this is probably the best in-ring I've seen either guy in the past 2 to 3 years. Like, really, Matt's not much of a singles wrestler anymore, and Bray never clicked as a great in-ring guy, but as a tag team, he's good in short spurts, and this kind of works for him. Now, granted, do I care much for the characters? No, but I like their in-ring work. I think if they had a different gimmick, I feel we would probably enjoy them more. And I was shocked by the outcome.
I think
very, very shocked.
That seems to be the theme, the shock. I can't believe they would have the Raw tag team win the belt. It floors me that they would do that. But hey, that's WWE for you. I enjoyed the match, but it was way too short, I feel.
Wait, what's more shocking, that happened, or the fact that we're still having SmackDown guys facing Raw guys for Raw belts heading into the Sunday? Like, what's more surprising? Like, they're still going on with this charade?
It's never gonna end.
Wait, you mean it's the same two teams fighting again?
No, Miz is taking on Seth.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Well, you never know. Maybe they'll shock us with that twist. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So nobody really. This wasn't earth shattering. It was okay. I think I kind of agree with Kent. It feels like Bray's kind of rejuvenated a little bit. So I guess that's good.
Especially it was the Lake of Rejuvenation. They just didn't call it that.
Oh my God, you're right. I didn't think about that. All right.
By the way, was this not the worst Bar match we've seen in over a year?
Oh God, yeah. This is.
They got nothing.
I don't know. They lost to a 10-year-old at WrestleMania.
Ooh. A referee's son, 10-year-old.
And
come on, Steve.
And Braun Strowman.
And
so
do we count that?
I don't know. But Steve, did you know that if you go to YouTube and you type in WWE Game Night, you can find a video of Xavier Woods and Paige playing Twister?
And it's everything you think it would be.
I did, and I was shocked that they're still up there. I thought they killed that.
Her face is near his.
There's some interesting positions there.
She's used to that. Yeah. She is used to
that. They were practicing for the video.
Yes. So.
Also, did you know that there's an Xavier Woods on the Cowboys?
Yeah, he's a safety, I think.
How come I'm the only fucking person that did not know this?
Because you were not a sports fan. I don't know.
Because you hate
I hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because you don't watch Cowboys play twice a year like I do.
Right, me too.
No, I don't. I can't stand to watch the Cowboys. I won't even watch them on fucking Thanksgiving unless it's against a team that I really think is going to
kill them. 3 times a year I watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I know. And knowing it's at the battle.
All right. So let's move on to the United States
And I play Madden. So
Madden, there you go. That's where you learn it.
Christ, Rush, you're just rushing through this whole fucking thing. It's almost like you're on schedule or something.
I know, right? Like, I'm trying to keep us on something. Let's move to the United States Championship. Jeff Hardy defeated Jinder Mahal in another huge, shocking twist where the SmackDown guy won the SmackDown belt and the Raw guy didn't. This match was okay. Nothing more, nothing less. It was not great. It wasn't bad, though. Kent?
Well, I agree with half of your sentiment, but the whole it wasn't bad thing, and then seeing the whisper in the wind that only hit the wind and not Jinder Mahal, and 2 seconds later, he's playing possum per his Twitter feed. Yeah, this was the worst match of the night for me, because whatever they had going for them on Raw, the night of the shakeup, which was a good match.
Yes.
None of that applied in Saudi Arabia. That match was a fucking mess.
Do you think it was? Do you think it was because we knew the outcome?
More importantly, why is Jeff Hardy allowed in other countries? Wasn't that like a whole thing in the past?
I think only England has that deal. Felons in the country.
So is England the only good country left? Like
apparently,
maybe Canada too. I don't know. Canada may have that.
I'm pretty sure he can go to Canada.
No, he was just in Canada. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Saudi Arabia makes their own rules, so they can do whatever they want with, I mean...
Yeah, they literally do not care what the rest of the world or anybody else in their own country thinks, so...
Once we stop using their oil, they'll care.
Yeah. But right now, they don't. So, I've completely forgot about the botch, and...
That was the only part of the match I remember was a botch.
Yeah, the rest of the match was very unforgettable,
yeah.
Like, it wasn't... They had no flow. That match on Raw was really good for both guys, and this match was the antithesis of that.
You're right. It felt weird. It really felt... I don't know. And they weren't given that much time either. Steve, I didn't get to ask you. What'd you think?
I can't believe Jeff Hardy's my favorite Hardy.
I know, right?
I don't know. I'm pro Maxwell. He hasn't done me wrong yet.
I guess Senior Benjamin by default is a Hardy now, so maybe him.
Oh, if he's a default Hardy, then yes, Senior Benjamin.
Maybe
for
Vanguard
the
1, I don't know.
Vanguard 1, there you go.
He's a 1, not a Hardy, Steve.
I would put them all above Matt Hardy, though.
I can't believe
it. Even Reppy?
Even his wife,
so
yes.
I used to think Matt Hardy was so great, especially when he did version 2.0.
With Shannon Moore as his little MF-er.
Yes. So good. And then, I don't know, I'm okay with this Matt Hardy, but you're right, it's not the Matt Hardy for me. It's a shame. And we went back to talking to the other match before the United States Championship. We're great.
And rightfully so, because this match sucked.
Yeah.
Did anybody else think this was the worst match of the night?
Looking at the rest... Yes.
All right. So we don't even have to ask that question at the end of this segment.
Right.
I just saved your ass some time, Russ.
All right. Woo. Now let's move on to the next tag team championship from the SmackDown this time. And this time we weren't sure who was going to win. I guess that was nice. The Bludgeon Brothers defeated the Usos to retain the tag team championship. Steve, I'm going to start with you. What'd you think?
For some reason, like the rest of the matches, I don't remember much of this match at all. I guess it's just in a holding pattern until something down the line. Like, I know Naomi was involved in the thing, last week? Then, since she can't go to Saudi Arabia because she has no penis, they couldn't do anything?
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
Yeah, how do we know she doesn't have a penis?
I don't want to slander her with that, but...
Come on, Oos.
Come on. Yeah, come on. We've been down since day one-ish, all right? We should know.
Day one is H, Russ.
Oh, yeah, day one is H. Sorry, day one is H. All right. Kent, what'd you think?
I liked that the Usos got more offense this match than they did at Mania, and they had a couple near falls. I liked that. But I only like that if they're going to continue the feud and they're clearly not going that direction, it don't appear. But maybe they will, because New Day seems to be with the bar now. And Sanity hasn't debuted. And that's the whole division, which is a great division nonetheless. But, like, it is a holding pattern. More importantly, why didn't WWE hire Naughty by Nature to, like, make a song for Natalya? Like, call it, like, Natty by Nature? Like, why didn't they do this?
Well, now they will.
Because he never
did. Yeah,
because
they steal every idea from this fucking podcast.
That's right. So
we have two listeners, Russ. We have Kerry and WWE.
Right. Well, WWE is a big
Vince McMahon listens to this every single week.
I bet you Vince does. And here's the thing. Vince does, and he listens to us. He goes, oh, my God, it's a great idea. And he steals it. And because there's only two people who listen, if we went and said Vince McMahon's stealing our shit, they'd laugh at us. He's really got us.
But yet, who has the wheel of licking their asshole in their office now because of this?
Vince McMahon. Exactly. He's like, this is the greatest idea ever. I should have stole that earlier.
God. The wheel of tossing salad.
It's not all tossing salad, Kent. There's some perks in there. They're just on the slim little lines.
Yeah, apparently Bliss got it because she got the corporate boob job. So she done well with the wheel.
Yes, yes. I bet you that's a bigger slice than we think, the boob job, corporate boob job.
I would like to think that's at least a quarter of the wheel.
Exactly.
All right. One giant chunk.
I think Connor also got that on the wheel, though.
Yes. Now, can we just say, the match was very short on this, but they did a good job with the Bludgeon Brothers. They're doing a really good job with the Bludgeon Brothers, I think.
Isn't it tough to, like, book them when they don't have any jobber teams on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Do they?
No. Well, no.
So, I mean, is that helpful or hurtful in the long run to not, like, is it helpful that they're just going to keep getting wins over the Usos and New Day?
There's so many SmackDown tag teams right now that they should be able to get a couple wins, a couple W's on a bunch of teams.
There has to be a sixth team on SmackDown that we're not thinking of.
I'm sure there is. We can look it up.
Wait, the clones. How could we forget the Shining Stars?
Because they haven't been on television in... Since
Primo's been on
TV. Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Right. Primo. Right. So there.
The other one's still injured, right?
Jobbers do help, though. To get back to Kent's question.
They do. It helps.
So you don't have the same matches for every week leading up to a pay-per-view.
True. There is something to be said for that. All right. Let's move on. Now, this one might take a little bit of our time. The Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Seth Rollins defeated The Miz, Finn Balor, and Samoa Joe in a, I'm going to say, pretty by-the-numbers ladder match, but a fun one. It was fun. There's a lot of good spots. Nothing too crazy. I really liked Samoa Joe in there. Finn Balor did a great job. Seth, of course, did a great job, and so did The Miz. But Samoa Joe really, I thought, did an excellent job. And I really liked Seth's jump on the end. I thought that was a neat way to finish
it. I really love Seth Rollins. He's my favorite. I can't go without saying Seth Rollins is so great.
Hey, he has been the best thing about wrestling for a long time now. So, just saying.
Yeah, my ass.
Oh, what's been better?
Yeah, no, Seth Rollins has not been the best thing on wrestling. Sell your fucking fanboyism down. Samoa Joe's been way better. Roman Reigns, for fuck's sake,
Roman,
been better.
Roman keeps on losing.
Okay,
he should have won a cage match.
He
did.
We'll talk about that. Well, hey. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got to talk about Seth and his great little wet hair. Come on, Russ. Let your fanboys know.
I like how Seth Rollins has the wet hair when Roman's the originator. You're just talking about Roman.
They debuted the same time. How can one be more original than the other?
Because Roman is way worse. All right, anyway. Kent, what did you think of the match?
That's racist.
This was the match where I started questioning, were the ropes way too stiff,
yes,
or was it like heat related? And I still don't know what the answer is, if it was in fact the ropes, or if it was heat related, or a combination of both.
Why not both?
But the marks left on bodies was awful.
Yeah.
Just very noticeable.
I that's when I started noticing it too, because I remember you told me to look at that, and I didn't really know what you were talking about until about this match. And I was like, holy crap. Everybody seems to be getting injured, like little tiny little injuries all over.
Yeah,
the
all these little red blotches. And it was actually earlier in the show, but it was more predominant in this match where you could really start picking up, like, did they get hurt during the ladder match? And I was like, no, it was the ropes.
Yeah, that was a good question. I thought maybe it was the heat. There maybe it was such a dry heat. They're not used to it. I can't believe they didn't explain it to us. How did nobody, like, how has nobody asked this question and try to get an answer?
I don't know. I felt this was probably the match of the night, that aside from the Rumble.
Yeah.
And I liked the match. I gave it like a 7.2 or something like that. It was rewatchable, but it wasn't great. It's not going to be a match of the year candidate by no means.
No.
But it was fun.
Yeah. Steve.
It was definitely a match of the night. I like they only used one ladder the entire time.
Yeah.
Maybe because they couldn't bring that many over. I don't know. Maybe it's
Those Saudi weren't Arabia ones that they brought over, though.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Because they didn't use the black ladders. They had to have bought Saudi Arabian ladders, I believe.
Yes, I think that had to be true. I was going to ask you that. Did they have to do... Because everything was silver.
Right.
And everything's usually black when they do...
Per the prince.
Right. Maybe part of the deal was... They would do this show, and then the Saudis had to give them the ladders.
Wow!
They're trying to cut costs these days.
Are.
So
they are. It's true. Maybe the Saudis had to buy the ladders for them. That's a possibility too.
Is that a Home Depot in Saudi Arabia?
Maybe not a Home Depot.
Lowe's?
Maybe a Lowe's.
I don't know. Is Lowe's owned by Jews? Because.
If so, it's not in Saudi Arabia.
If so, not in Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
Just like Sami Zayn.
That's right. He had huge, huge problems with Vertigo.
Speed Syrian also.
Like, so every time that they go over Saudi Arabia, like, I hope that the week after he comes on, he's like, yep, had Vertigo again.
Yeah.
I hope that's a running gag for as long as he's in WWE.
He can't go to Saudi Arabia, so every single time he just says Vertigo. No matter what, Vertigo. He could be perfectly fine that week. Man, I suffered Vertigo.
It comes back. I mean, you can't get rid of it, I don't think.
That's true. That could be a great
movie, too,
joke.
By Hitchcock.
All right, so we all thought that was pretty much the match of the night. I agree. Let's go to, all right, 4 WWE prospects from Saudi Arabia. And I don't know who Sean was, but apparently he's Arya's brother.
Are you shitting me, Russ? You don't know who Sean is? Do you remember the manager for the Great Khali? Or did he also manage Muhammad Hassan? Did he not, Steve?
I believe he did until the terrorist attack taker.
So, Russ.
Yes, okay. He wasn't that big of a deal. But okay. So Sean and Arya came out, and man, did they get booed. Holy crap.
And death threats.
I heard. I couldn't believe that. Why
wrestling's real.
It's fake. God damn it. Why are we still in this part? So, okay.
Because real athletes still get death threats in America. Like, that still happens. Because people are horrible human beings. Worse than us, somehow.
They are. Because I would
worse
never...
than Steve.
Yeah, fair enough. No, Steve's worse than all of us.
Yeah.
I guess I was okay with this. I don't really care about it, but I thought it was more interesting that they got death threats. And I'm just thinking, why? And they got beat up anyway, so they lost. Right?
Yeah. I thought it was an entertaining little thing to get like the crowd pumped, and it worked.
Yes.
Like, plus now in America, when these four guys come over, they're gonna work in NXT. When they get called up, they're gonna form some terrorist faction,
right? And then they're gonna do it
because that's how WWE rolls.
And they're gonna do some
and the camel clutch will be used,
right? And then they're also going to do a terrorist move on SmackDown, and the next night there's gonna be a real terrorist attack. And that will be blacked out, and those guys will be fired. It's a beautiful thing. Steve, do you have anything to add to this?
That whole segment was like how to get heat, you know, one-on-one. Like,
it was.
If you're from a different country and they hate that country, that's going to be a heel. And then you get whoever's in that ring is going to be the face, no matter what. No matter how bad they are.
I wonder if they did that as like a one-on-one lesson to these guys, because weren't they getting trained the week before?
Supposedly, they're getting trained.
So maybe this is what
they're
doing.
By like Tucker Knight and like someone else. I don't know.
Wasn't Albert, Prince Albert there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was more of a learning for the four guys, for prospects. Whatever. It was funny. It was entertaining. Got over. Did what it's supposed to
do. Chibbit and Midget came out and was from Iran.
Those are so much better. All right. Let's move on to the WWE Championship. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And this one ended in a double countout, and I'm kind of disappointed that the ending, but I guess whatever. Steve, what do you got?
It's a better ending than getting your foot stuck in a table. Yes. And not being able to remove it. Like, was it Owens?
Owens. Yes.
So, in that respect, it was good. It was a short match, I think, and it was awful. Like, it was a house show. It's the house show ending. It was a house show match.
Didn't everything feel like a house show in this? Everything felt like house show. Right?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a giant house show. Yeah. The greatest house show is what it was. Yeah.
It was a big exhibition, and that's all it was ever meant to be, though.
Right.
Yeah, I think the internet and the fans kind of hyped it up because they're like, oh my god, this card's amazing. And then,
right, and that's why they
as we saw at WrestleMania, AJ and Nock can have bad matches. So,
yeah. I thought they were leading somewhere. It wasn't I didn't think it was a bad match, but it was too short.
Oh, they led somewhere, Russ. This Sunday.
Yes, and that's what it was leading to this Sunday. That's
no
what disappointed
DQ.
Because it ended like that. But whatever. AJ's probably going to win this thing. We'll talk about that at Backlash preview. Kent, what'd you get on this one?
I liked it better than their WrestleMania match, if only because their roles were more defined in the match, so the crowd reacted the way they were supposed to versus WrestleMania crowd. Was exhausted by the time that match happened, and within 5 minutes, they're like, this isn't the dream match we all wanted. We're disappointed. We demand indie wrestlers. We demand Adam Cole.
We want King Omega.
Yeah. So, I preferred this match, but I don't know. I'd possibly watch it again. I think I would, but I don't know. I need more shots to the nuts. That's all I need.
How has AJ not worn a cup yet?
Because he don't want none.
Backlash.
That's what I was figuring, too. Like,
hey,
this is no DQ,
you don't have, right? 12 kids by having protection, okay?
Well, good point. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, God, I hope AJ and Cena start hanging out so Cena can get tips on how to
raise your kids.
Oh, my God, they should do a ride-along. AJ Styles, John Cena, and Heath Slater.
Because they've
be
got
perfect.
Kids. Even though, again, John Cena has no kids, but
it should be AJ and Heath and the kids and John Cena, like in a giant stretch limo
minivan.
Or something.
Yes. All right. So,
by the way, Ride Along is the best thing on WWE Network currently.
Yeah, I hear you get to find out where Braun Strowman is pooped thanks to an app.
Yeah. I haven't watched that episode. I watched every other one.
Spoiler alert, dickhead.
it was on Facebook. It's not a spoiler when Facebook shows it.
Oh, and according to Russ, I'm so sad. They're spoiling everything on Facebook. Then get the fuck off of Facebook and then watch the pay-per-view when you get your bitch ass home, Russ.
I wasn't that
Explain
sad.
Yourself.
I wasn't that sad. Okay. I was at work. I was bored. I can't
use
exactly...
work Wi-Fi to watch it on your phone.
I could have.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, when it was on mostly, I had classes, so I couldn't.
So don't go on Facebook till you watch it. Problem solved.
Thank you, Steve. This is why we bring you on here.
No, hold on. Time out. When you have nothing else, you're sitting there and you can't.
Did you just Zach Morris us with a timeout?
No, not yet. Yes, timeout. So you guys got to freeze. Timeout. Excuse me.
Get your big cell phone out.
That's right, my brick phone. Now, as I was saying, see, you got me all worked up. Now I'm coughing. As
Can
I was
we
saying,
call the ambulance
the reason,
to show up? Give you a Heimlich.
Yes, could you? When you're sitting at work and you can't do anything but go on your phone, and you can't go on any websites because you're on the Wi-Fi of a public
websites, he means porn.
Exactly. Well, that's the only thing you like. You got to go on Facebook.
Why don't you just use your own fucking data? Russ is choking from his hate of data usage.
I think you're watching it death right now.
Well, no, also, I don't know. I'm at work. I want to be kind of semi-professional. You know, wait till I get...
No, I'm saying why not use your phone's data plan?
I do. I could if I have to. I'm not going to go on any sites that are...
Was it your reasoning that you were on the school's Wi-Fi so you couldn't go on other sites? So I'm asking why you didn't use your own data.
How are we on time right now, there, host?
I'm at school. I'm not going to go on something that's racy at school.
I'm not asking you to go on a porn site. I'm like,
there
why wouldn't
women
you just
on that
go
pay-per-view? How is it racy?
No, yeah. Not the pay-per-view. I couldn't go. I wasn't going to watch the pay-per-view. I couldn't have time.
Do you not have any other interests other than porn and pay-per-views, Russ? Like, you have to have some kind of interest where you can go on a website and look at it.
Facebook. See, that's my problem.
Are you a fucking teenage girl? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
No, Facebook is basically okay, seriously, though. When you're the only thing you do is when you're bored and you're just looking through and you just want it to be semi-entertained, Facebook is quick. Find something that's entertaining, and you can go through it. But sometimes, like WWE, is just so goddamn.
Can you just
consistent.
YouTube cat videos?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I could have, I suppose, but I didn't have. Sometimes, just it's so.
Russ, you dropped the ball.
It's instinctual. I'm sorry. It's what I do. I'll go on Facebook looking for things. I'm just saying WWE was going nuts that day. It seemed like every other feed or every other post was WWE.
Russ, you're doing a very bad job of keeping this on.
Oh, we're fine. Don't worry. I'm looking at the time. We're fine. We only got three more matches. All right. So speaking of that, let's move on.
Did you see Steve's reaction to, oh my God, we have three more fucking matches to discuss?
No, I didn't see his
face. I don't recall
him
at all.
I have the WWE website open. So all I can see is you because you're talking. Let's move on.
Get Facebook up. He was too busy.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. No, it's porn. I'm home. It's okay. All right, let's talk about The Undertaker versus Rusev in a casket match. And, of course, The Undertaker won in the biggest shock of the night again, another twist. I'll go with this. I liked it. I thought this was good. It was a good spot for Rusev. Rusev got to fight against The Undertaker, and it was semi-competitive. I enjoyed that. The only thing was that was the weakest-looking accolade I have. In fact, I didn't even think he got it. And then are like, he's got the accolade in. I'm like, okay.
In all fairness, we said last week that the accolade wasn't even going to be applied.
True.
So the fact that they just said, fuck you guys, we're going to do this, is a testament to Taker's tenacity.
Yep. Again, it must have been Vince. Vince must have known him who talked shit. He goes, I heard they said you couldn't put in the accolade. He's like, what? Fuck you, I can't. But it was a weak accolade. I mean, that was one of the worst accolades I've ever seen. But good match. I thought it was fun. Ken?
This was my most entertaining match of the night. I had a blast with it. Like, it's one of those things where if you don't take wrestling overly seriously, you could actually have a lot of fun with this particular match. Plus, how hilarious is it that Rusev got 20 times as much offense as John Cena did at WrestleMania?
Yes.
Plus, good for Aiden getting involved. The only thing I don't like is the fallout in which it appeared via SmackDown that they're building up a breakup.
I don't like this. That's bad. They really don't care about Rusev.
Also, according to Ride Along, the episode with Lana and Rusev, Rusev and Cena get along very well.
That's why he took the pin for him.
Yeah, like... Oh, it's also really weird to hear Lana not talk with the accent throughout most of it.
She dropped it completely. She's not even SmackDown. She didn't even bother with it. It was weird.
Are you sure about that?
100% positive. I listened to her. I was like, she wasn't using her Russian accent. She sounded like her. Steve, back me up. Oh, you didn't watch it probably, did you?
I read that she did not have the Russian accent.
Yes.
So, I got to go with Russ on this one.
Oh, fuck you very much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. I'm glad you read that.
Thank you, Internet.
Thank you, Internet. I'll be watching porn on you tonight. So, all right, Steve, what'd you think?
Those matches are always kind of entertaining just because of a casket match. The outcome is mostly already kind of obvious. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was nice they had it for no reason. And Taker actually did something.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he got probably 50 mil to do it, but good for him.
I think he looked good. Slow, but I mean, again, I'm not.
Taker was never a fast guy, though, in all fairness. He's actually probably faster this past Friday than he was like his first 3 years in WWF.
Probably. I
like seriously watch his matches back then.
I enjoyed this. That's the thing. I think whenever Taker fights now, it's enjoy it for what it is. And that's exactly what I did. I liked it. I liked that he put both Rusev and Aiden in. And Rusev got a lot of friggin' cheers. But Taker got tons. Right?
Taker did, yeah.
You don't think Rusev did? I swear Rusev got cheered.
Rusev did get cheered.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was nice. All right.
Okay.
Good story. All right, let's move on. So, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns in the steel cage match for the red belt, the fruit roll-up of death. And Brock Lesnar...
Which has competition now for ugliest title.
Really? You didn't like the green?
If Braun wins both belts, it'd be great for Christmas time.
It would be.
Mick Foley would have to be his manager at that point.
Yes, absolutely. Brock Lesnar...
Maybe tag team partner?
Retains...
No, wait, did that... Yeah.
Mick Foley is not exactly in wrestling shape anymore.
Taker is.
Well, Taker's more in shape.
Connor is.
Connor. Connor. So Brock Lesnar defeats Roman Reigns in a controversial ending because technically Roman should have won since his feet hit the ground first, and that's the rules for a cage match. Way to fuck it up, WWE. Kat, what'd you think?
God damn it, did you really have to ask me as I'm watching the SmackDown segment to find out if she spoke with a goddamn accent?
Sorry.
What was your question?
I was talking about the match.
The cage ending.
Yeah.
Oh, I liked the match. I'm getting irritated with people that don't like these matches because it's a different type of match, and I don't know why people are upset at getting something that's different, like... I don't know. It's kind of fun just to watch two hosses go at it sometimes. It's better than... You need some variety. That was something that ECW made viable. And WWE tried copying and they've hit and miss. Like, this was fine as like a showcase match. I like the ending. I like the ending so much because during the kickoff show... I heard Paul Heyman give us a spoiler, so then I went to Facebook, like Russ would, and I posted underneath my preview that I've now changed my pick officially to Brock Lesnar. So, it's there. I officially changed my pick, and I was proven right. The theory stands because they listened to the fucking podcast.
Yes, correct. So, they did, and that's one of those ones where we can say they listened to the podcast, because that's one of the ones we said. If they changed the... All of a sudden something happened, so... Keep listening, WWE. It's okay. We like our ideas being put up there. So
push Baron Corbin.
Keep going with Seth. So, Steve, what did you think?
I was shocked Paul Heyman was there, given that he's Jewish and they apparently don't like Jews in Saudi Arabia. Mm. The one thing I wish they would do with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns is have them do more than one move apiece. Please have multiple moves in the match to make it interesting. Other than suplex, 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 Superman punch, repeat.
F5. It's just, F5.
Yeah, it's terrible. The ending was stupid because we've seen multiple times where a guy got a hand on the floor, it didn't count. So It's obviously Roman Reigns should have won. The referee was stupid, and it's just a way to continue the Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns thing, which should end because I want Braun to win the belt.
Is this the end for Roman now? Or
no,
is he going to get the match in June?
He'll get a match until Brock loses. Apparently, they're going to wait for Brock to beat CM Punk's record and then have him lose. So another month, I think.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, because he's going to...
Is it really that little bit of time?
I think it's in June.
Yeah, I think so, because it would be... What? How long did Punk have it for?
He had it for 460-some-odd days, or some places it was 400-some days, until Dwayne had to get it so he could drop it to Cena.
Right.
And Lana did speak without the accent.
Yes.
I'm morally deflated.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. It's just another opportunity for you to talk about fucking Seth Rollins somehow.
So it does lead right into Seth Rollins. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
You know who else is it Russian? Seth Rollins.
Damn it, you're right.
You know who else doesn't have an accent? Seth Rollins.
You know who's not a female? Seth Rollins. Well, no.
You know who else has sex with...
Seth Rollins. All right.
You know who else fists people? Seth Rollins.
He does fist people. I've seen it.
He only fists certain people. He's very picky who he fists.
That's true. Fair.
I had a quick tangent of a question. Quick question. Who's the better Dean? Ambrose or Malenko?
Malenko. I would say Dean Douglas, also in the mix.
I would not, Steve.
Or Simon Dean.
I
would not.
I don't know. As of right now, I'd still have to go with Dean Malenko, but Dean can easily surpass him.
Yeah, I think it's within grasp.
Yes.
But yeah, right now I'm taking Malenko, but I think Ambrose, with a good heel turn, could surpass.
Yes.
And yes, Dean Douglas, I guess, has to be discussed.
All right. So, let's move on to the final match of the evening, which was the first ever 50-man.
Wait a second. Can we say how cruel it was to put Brock Lesnar and his poor heart in that kind of heat? Like, what? Why were they punishing him?
Well, what? To be fair, the match was like, what, 5 minutes?
Five long, arduous minutes, Russ. If you put me in that ring, I'm dead by the end of that match.
To be fair, you walking down to that ring would have killed you, so...
Jeez, Russ, will you get off the fucking Seth Rollins train and talk about the fucking topic at hand here?
Seth Rollins is CrossFit. He wouldn't get tired of that.
Exactly. He could get in easily from the ring. Now, I do have a question.
CrossFit Jesus in Arabia?
That's not good. Did Seth, or not Seth, wow. Did Brock...
God says in my mind, guys.
Did Brock turn purple? I don't think he did.
He turned various colors. He did what Finn Balor couldn't do and, you know, give us multiple colors.
So.
Yeah, how convenient that the next night on Raw he had those back on.
Right? All right. So let's move to the greatest 50-man, first ever. 50-man greatest.
In my default greatest.
That's right. Greatest Royal Rumble match where Braun Strowman.
Where we can make up fake records.
What was that?
Where we make up fake records as we go.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the 100-man Royal Rumble where a man lasts 2 hours.
And that man will be Seth freaking Rollins.
That's right. All right. So. As the Royal Rumble, I think this was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. It was a little long. I would say that's about the only negative to it, but there were so many good parts to this. So many. And I'm sure we'll hit them as we go. But let's just talk about the overall thing. I'm glad Braun won, I guess. He needed to win something, I guess, since he deserves it. I guess is winning that. And I like how he got a belt, and he's never going to bring it on the show ever. Awesome. Steve.
And a trophy.
Oh, and a trophy. Right. Trophy, I forgot. Steve, what'd you think?
Royal Rumbles are always fun to watch. So this is no exception. There's a few questionable entrants to the Rumble. But I'm glad Braun is on, and he now has two championships on his resume. And he won't defend either of them. Again.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. That Braun finally got something.
Okay, Kat?
I mean, it's nice that all the Wyatt family now has championships.
True.
And I know we're not supposed to get into particulars right away, but I did really enjoy the Shane McMahon spot. My biggest gripe, and I'm immediately going to pessimistic view, Also, by the way, we gave Vince McMahon the 100-man battle Royal Rumble idea.
Verbal trademark.
It's happening next year. We just planted that seed, unfortunately.
It's going to be 100 women battle Royal Rumble.
Oh, God. Oh, no, God, Steve, no. Amazing. No.
I hated the Daniel Bryan being fucking force-fed down our fucking throat. We get it. You like him? But that could have been given... I don't know why WWE is so hell-bent on not giving these big pushes to younger guys to help establish them. Instead, we give these ridiculous things, these great things, to the Daniel Bryans, the Brock Lesnars, the Roman Reigns of the world. Why couldn't they have put somebody else in that spot to give them a more moral boost? I don't... The only person I can think of was Corbin, and then I thought, Chad Gable could have carried that match for all that time and came out a fucking superstar. Oh, and Daniel Bryan still would have been superstar no matter if he came in at 1 or 50. Well, 50 was saved for a certain chubby man.
Oh my God. Wow.
I mean, but he fights in Japan, so he... Yeah, great.
Can't be careful, because you could just make the list.
Did the Saudi prince say he wanted Bryan to hold the record?
Did the Saudi prince say, I demand Chris Jericho put on 30 pounds?
I think that's just tour life. You know, you're busy when you're touring like that, eating all that fine food and playing music, no time for exercise.
You know it's bad when Brock Lesnar looks like he's in better shape than you.
Yeah, that was really bad. I looked at him and was like, no wonder he's 50.
I mean, granted, he's in better shape than all of us, but not by much anymore. No. Like, he used to be able to say, yeah, I'm in way better shape than all of you guys. Combined. No, he can't say it as confidently anymore.
Right. He can still say it,
right?
But not as confident.
He also say it. He can still go hobby longer than us in the ring, obviously.
Yes.
Wrestling-wise, but...
Well, to be fair, he knows
how physique-wise, it's very similar now.
Yep.
I mean, does anybody agree with me that Daniel Bryan got an undeserved push?
I don't know. It's so tough to call with him because I feel like they need to give him these accolades quickly because they're afraid that he's his shelf life is short and they want to make him a WWE Hall of Famer.
They don't want him to go elsewhere when his contract's up. So they're going to make him happy by doing all this shit.
It's awesome.
But what's the harm if he goes somewhere else? The crowd still, like, he permanently has, much like Austin has the unfortunate what, he will always have the yes, right? Fuck, if he goes to any place, it doesn't matter. Like, I've had this argument with the Blowerses, and I think they're both idiots in thinking that Daniel Bryan going to Japan's like some fucking big thing. It's not. It's not a big thing in the least
Kenny
bit.
Omega and Daniel Bryan in a match? It's like 8,000 stars right there.
What are we talking about? There's going to be so many kickouts of so many finishers.
And it's going to move the financial needle, not one fucking bit.
Well, a little bit in Daniel Bryan's pocket, but...
Yeah, like, it's not going to make a difference. Like, it's not going to be some global shift, like, losing Daniel Bryan, because we've already lost him enough times. Why keep adding accolades to this man? Why not push the future? Isn't that what wrestling used to be about, is pushing the future so you make new stars?
Yeah, instead of just... one WCW.
Well, they did a good job with some of the guys. We got a couple of current guys that are now stars. We don't have any future stars. We're in trouble with that. But
the indie makes the stars. WWE just picks them up afterwards.
True.
Well, Braun Strowman, though, is a star that was kind of WWE made, really.
Thanks to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
By the way, I love the fact that Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman were on the same team, and Braun came out to save him on Raw. And I'm just thinking... You made your career, your stardom is all because Roman Reigns.
They did,
Reigns.
The, they did the head nod. They're okay now.
I thought that was.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, it's not like Roman's going to hurt Braun in any way. Braun's just like, I'm just flexing my nuts here.
I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, if I were Roman, I would never go next to Braun ever again because he'll kill me.
Is it the time, Russ?
Yes, you can.
You didn't cue me with a wink-wink or show me your chest or something. I don't know. All right, Ross. Everybody wants to know, gots to know, who is your man crush of the week?
My man crush. I am so glad you asked me that. Your timing is impeccable. My man crush of the week, and I think it's everybody's man crush of the week, because God damn it, if you did not enjoy this, you're dead inside and you're not a wrestling fan.
Hornswoggle?
Yes, Hornswoggle came back to the WWE. It was fantastic.
Baba Tunde?
whoever that Samoan, or that whatever his name is.
Sumo?
The sumo wrestler, thank you. Whoever that sumo wrestler was, that's my man crush of the week. No, kidding. All jokes aside, the greatest moment at the greatest Royal Rumble, the most joy I've had.
All jokes aside, and here comes the joke.
Yes, exactly. All jokes aside, here comes the joke. The greatest moment in Royal Rumble history, period. I don't care. Hilarious. I laughed so hard, and I think everybody else did too. Goes to Titus O'Neil. Yes, Titus O'Neil, the man who tripped and smoothly flew underneath the ring. I mean, it could have ended a lot worse for him. He could have slammed right into the side of the thing. He could have fell flat on his face. No, he chest slid underneath the ring. 2 seconds later, slides back out and gets in the ring like nothing happened. Hilarious. I think what really helped me with it, though, was Corey Graves losing his shit. Everybody losing their shit. It was great commentary from that point. Just everybody who saw it, like, it was funny, like, because I remember someone was leaving. Was it Big E or someone else? Jeff Hardy? I don't remember. Someone was leaving as he was doing it, and the look on their face as he's going under is hilarious. The whole thing, just so great. Titus O'Neil, man crush of the week. Guys, you got to tell me, what'd you think? Kent?
I mean, doesn't that bring a whole new meaning to the, what was it, dive?
Yeah, dive. Like,
it couldn't have came at a better time, because, like, a few days later, it was Pay It Forward Day, which Titus O'Neil's, like, the official ambassador or something, yep. And so there was a lot of Twitter things, you know, diving head first into Pay It Forward Day or whatever, so, like, the timing was really good for it. It was a feel-good moment because he didn't get hurt. Unlike, who got, like, dropped square on their face and you wondered if they were seriously injured? I can't remember. Somebody, like, got eliminated and fell, like, right on their face.
Yeah.
And
it looked
bad.
Really bad.
I can't remember, but either way, like, it was funny because nothing harmful came of it. It was all fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Steve, what'd you think of it?
The moments like that are much better than the moments that are scripted.
Yes.
By the WWE. If I were him, I would have stayed under the ring as a strategy to win the Rumble.
Yes.
Or gone out the other side and tried to surprise people in the ring.
That was...
Rick Martel would approve of that.
It was just so much goodness. I mean, it was funny because when you listen to it in the beginning... Corey's singing the praises of Titus Worldwide. He went and had dinner with Princess, and it's just going through a great part, and all of a sudden as he hits the trip, he trips, and that's when Corey breaks down. He goes, and oh my God. And it, like, that's what it just all hell broke loose. It was great. I thought, speaking of commentary, Michael Cole was great for it, because every single time he'd bring up some great moment in Royal Rumble history, and he'd like, top this.
Stone Cold's won three of them. Top that Stone Cold.
I thought that was funny. But I'm also going to bring this up because of Elias. I thought Elias had a great showing at this. If I'm going to pick someone who kind of outshined everybody else, I'm going to say it was, other than Titus, was Elias. So good. And Michael Cole really did great. Michael Cole and Corey Graves with Elias are fantastic. They are...
They're building him up to really good levels with their commentary.
Yes, it's because it's reversed. That's what's so great about it, I think. Because Michael Cole sings the praises of Elias just to piss off Corey. And he does it so well. And it was so good. I really liked Elias. What was one of your favorite moments, Kent?
I just want to say it's a shame that Booker T wasn't on commentary because of his hate for Titus O'Neil on the mic.
I know, right?
Think about how, like, if you replace Byron with Booker, that commentary team would have been
amazing.
20 times amazing. Better. Even though Byron did great, no, he held his own. Gosh. I just really enjoyed the seeing Tucker Knight come out, but I was also disappointed in not seeing his tag team partner, whose name I still can't remember. Steve, what is his name?
Dozovich?
Dozovich, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Otis is his first name.
Otis, yeah. But it was nice to see Tucker get some shine, and wasn't there like another... Oh, Roderick Strong actually looked pretty... He held his own. And I don't like him. Vanilla midgets are vanilla. But he did look good in this match.
Hey, that's the future leader of Undisputed Era you're talking about.
It's true.
Undisputed Vanilla, yes, yes. Once, man, they should
Adam
join the
Cole
BC.
Was babyface, which will be soon.
All right.
Yeah. Also, you know what? I like the fact that Jericho came out 50, and I was like, why is this man... It made no sense. I thought Jericho was going to be one of the first guys because he's always like, when he's in a Royal Rumble, he's one of the first guys in last, you know, double digit minutes.
Yes.
So when he came out 50, I was like, is he possibly going to win it? And then I saw him, and then I immediately was like, nope. Yes, that's not happening.
The second you saw him clearly, you had to go, nope, this isn't happening. Yep. Because that's what I looked to. I thought the same
thing. Who's that guy?
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Sorry, Ralph, this is what happened.
I was like, "Wow, Jericho's coming out last. He's going to be like one. He's going to be at the end. This could be him winning it." And then I saw his gut as he's walking down. I'm like, "He's not winning shit. He's going to go right out the damn door in 2 seconds."
Why didn't they have Ellsworth there? I really want to know that. Wouldn't he have been a good pop?
Prob
better than Hornswoggle, better than Shane McMahon, better than sumo wrestler.
But what was But the dude whose name I don't know that wasn't the sumo wrestler, you mentioned him earlier, Steve.
Babatunde?
Who the fuck is that dude?
He's in NXT, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, he's in NXT.
Because they also had Dan Maltha.
He was in there, too, yeah.
I've seen him, at least.
Yeah, Samoa Joe destroyed him.
Yes, he did. Drew Gulak also had an adequate showing.
Was Gulak in it?
Yes, he was.
I don't think he was.
Yes, he was.
I don't think so. Was he?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Yeah, choke on that, Steve. That's for taking Russ's side on something that was wrong earlier,
yeah,
dick.
That's surprising.
Steve, what was
your... Yeah, it's a great show. I didn't even notice it.
It wasn't that great. He was in there, he did a couple moves, and he was out pretty quickly, but...
For a cruiserweight, it was a good showing.
Yes, I agree. Steve, what was like a moment for you, and then we got to wrap this up?
Braun throwing Shane McMahon through a table. That was a good moment.
That was a good moment. I'm not...
Anytime Shane McMahon might die, I kind of enjoy a lot.
Right, because, you know, we want to see him die. Right.
Wow. You know Vince is listening to this for us.
Vince doesn't care because you've seen what
Shane's
Vince does.
Dying next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Vince is like, you heard him.
Kill off my son. Kill off my only son. Sacrifice him to the pay-per-view gods to make Are You Not Entertained host happy.
Sounds right to me.
Sounds perfect. Yeah.
So, all right, let's just talk real quick overall.
Now, if he is listening, front row seats to Raw would be nice.
It would be.
May 21st.
That's right. If you could come on, Vince. Up, Vince, just be like, send Steve or Kent or myself tickets.
All three of us, you know? Why not?
Well, send the tickets to one of us.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, and then we'll go. I think that'd be nice. And then maybe...
Just to be front row for Alexa Bliss would be great.
Oh, absolutely. Have Alexa say hi to us.
This would be one-on-one meet and greet with her. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Like maybe 2 minutes.
Vince, make this happen. All right.
I don't need no 2 minutes.
Kent needs like 30 seconds. So, overall, what do we think? Kent?
It was a fun... Actually, I don't think there's going to be a more fun pay-per-view event this year, and for that alone, like, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with it. We don't need 5-star classics all the time. Sometimes wrestling is just about having fun and being entertained, and that's what this show did. I didn't expect anything more. The only thing I expected that didn't happen was multiple title changes, and I'm okay. So I was happy with it overall. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Steve.
I kind of like coming home from work on a Friday and watching an event on wrestling. I don't know why. It's just something different. Something to do on a Friday night, I guess. Just more odd time pay-per-views would be nice, other than, you know, 12 hours on Saturday or Sunday.
I agree with you. I think it was nice to have it. I didn't watch it all on Friday night because there's no way I was going to make through it. But I liked it.
And Facebook spoiled it.
Yeah, no, I didn't spoil it. I just said it has a lot of spoilers. That's all I said. It has a lot of spoilers. Ken always overshoots it. As I was...
Steve, I could show you the conversation and you would definitely believe that I did not overemphasize everything that I said earlier.
I believe you already. Yeah.
All right, as now... Moving on for myself, I thought this was a really good house show. Really, really good. It was very enjoyable. It was fun. And I think Kent's right.
Russ, what house show have you ever been to that had 7 championships on the line?
None. But this was definitely a house show.
How many house shows have you been that had 50-man Royal Rumbles?
None. This is the first ever, Kent. I can't help that.
A casket match?
Yeah. Yeah. House show.
Greatest house show ever. So, all right. Let's move on from the Greatest Royal Rumble to Kerry's Corner, where Kent will, of course, have to take over for Kerry on the corner. But Kent's got this covered. I know he does. Kent, what's Kerry's Corner looking like?
Well, I am so glad that you asked. So, speaking of our chubby friend Jericho... He is scheduled to return this weekend to New Japan Pro Wrestling at their wrestling Dantaku event in Fukuoka. And he's going to have some angle with some guy, the IWGP Intercontinental Champion, Tetsuya Naito. And... I'm sure it'll be a great match because at least one of those guys will be in great shape. And Kerry can't return fast enough because I am bringing such shame to her corner. I imagine when she comes back, she's going to completely get rid of the corner because I've brought so much shame to it. I'm kind of proud of this a little bit.
Do you think Jericho can get into bathing suit shape in time for his cruise?
I hope so, because do you really want to see that on the cruise? I mean, we're not going, but Kerry is.
We're going Metallica instead.
That's right. I think we win.
Can he get into... I don't know.
Does he have to? Because it's full of wrestling fans.
Right. Like, how many people on that cruise are actually going to be in bathing suit shape?
The wrestlers, maybe?
The wrestlers, yeah.
And the bands, possibly?
Maybe?
Maybe a couple of super fans.
Like 13 people at most?
All the wrestlers.
It's like a handful, Jericho. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's not going to get in that shape because what's the point anymore? Honestly, if you're Chris Jericho, do you give any fucks? No.
Yeah.
Also, part of Kerry's Corner, go to YouTube, type in Kenny Omega versus 9-year-old girl. You will be entertained.
That is true. All right. With that, let's move into our preview of the Backlash pay-per-view this weekend on Sunday. Now, this is...
Like, didn't we just get done bitching about having too many pay-per-views and like, what are we going to do? One a month now.
And now we got two. Right.
First month into this new regime and fucking back-to-back weeks. Yes. What the fuck, man?
Oh, man.
The more things change,
the more they stay the same. Now, it is crazy. Now, this is the first pay-per-view where it's dual-branded in a couple of years. Whoop-de-doo.
Why didn't we get the music video this week? I didn't see it.
So the pay-per-view where the only night of the year where the brands fought each other wasn't co-branded?
Nope. Apparently not. They said it's the first one in a long time. So...
This past Friday wasn't co-branded?
Nope. It wasn't a pay-per-view. It was a house show.
Okay, that's cool. Good to know.
So January's Royal Rumble was not co-branded?
Why are you biting me on this? I'm just saying what they're saying.
So far, 3 out of the 5 pay-per-views this year that's happened have not been co-branded.
WrestleMania was not co-branded either. So.
Did we miss the rest of Raw Presents WrestleMania or something? Or SmackDown Presents, whatever?
Yes, apparently. I find it funny that you're fighting me on this when we all agreed that it's what they were doing.
I wasn't fighting you, Russ.
All right.
So we're just pointing out to Vince McMahon, who's listening, how absurd that claim is.
I know. That's true. All right. So,
Vince, show us that music video during every... Wait, can I say that I hate this new thing that they just started doing the past, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks, where they're interrupting matches, shrinking it down to, you know, micro penis size, and then having this huge display in the upper right advertising some match for the next pay-per-view. Like, why are we wasting good in-ring time for this stuff that you guys are already jamming down our throats?
It's like if you had, like, a pre-show with match, and then you advertise the pay-per-view for the pre-show, you know? Like, it's like you did that for some reason. I don't know why you do that either, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
At this point, I'm just whatever with wrestling sometimes. Like, it feels like Raw and SmackDown are just becoming... more and more on
advertisements,
more and more unglued, and becoming more and more about advertising and not telling a story to get us interested.
Well, now that the public own, they got to please their stockholders, and the stockholders want money, so advertising comes first.
I guess, but holy crap,
Russ, you should make a Twitter video with words on the screen. That would get your point across to Vince.
They stopped doing that, at least. Or at least it seems like this week they didn't.
Bullshit. SmackDown just had it.
Damn, good thing I missed it. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. But I didn't see it on Raw, so I was like, yes, they stopped it.
They should do one with Lana doing a promo and on the screen say, no more Russian accent. That's just it.
She did the. I think what they're going to explain it as, she did the Russian accent to get into Rusev's pants. Now that they're married, she doesn't need to do it anymore. That makes perfect sense.
It does. Sadly, it does.
She's going to leave Rusev for Aiden.
Or will Rusev leave her for Aiden? Bros before hoes.
It's right.
Oh, and bromance. Will they fist or will they not?
And don't forget.
Russ is intrigued now.
And don't forget, Aiden helped create Rusev Day. That's pretty awesome.
I don't know if the word has helped. He created Rusev Day.
I can't believe they're already talking about breaking these guys up. All right, that's not part of the wrestling, though. Kent, how dare you?
Russ, when things are successful, they have to break it up.
All friendships must end in wrestling.
Well, that's fine. I get that. 100% fine with that. It just,
you can't have friends.
Yeah. It just feels like they're doing this one too quickly. There's too much more left in this tank, and they're trying to get rid of
like
it.
Like a belt for Rusev?
Exactly. Like a United States Championship? Come on, something. All right. So, speaking of the United States Championship.
A Rusev Day Championship.
Yes. Has to be defended every day.
What color
day.
Would it be?
Well, we got green. We got red. We got blue.
Could they make it the Bulgarian flag?
Ooh.
Oh. I just got a little moist.
I like it. All right. Vince, get on this one.
There you go, Vince.
Yeah, let's see that one. There's your free one. All right. So, let's talk about Backlash. And, amazingly, the first thing that comes up as a match is the United States Championship, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. Kent, what do you got for this amazing match?
Why the fuck isn't Shelton in it?
Good question.
He's been the whole, like...
The glue?
The whole glue? Ankle, really. Like, yeah. I'm not excited for this match in the least bit because I don't know what to expect. Randy's at his best when he's trying to put over a young talent. I don't think Randy's going to give too much energy in trying to put over Jeff Hardy. Unless he turns heel, then Randy gets a little rejuvenated for a little bit. I was trying to figure out, is it physically possible for Randy to somehow get up fast enough to deliver an RKO out of nowhere during a Swanton? Is that possible?
Man,
that's,
no.
Like, if
that's
Jeff did
iffy.
It from a tall back,
neck, I think.
Wow, that would be amazing if they pulled it off, though.
I think they should try it. Break neck.
Maybe a whisper in the wind.
I'm willing for them to risk Jeff's neck in order to try this.
I agree. It's worth Jeff's neck to try. Because pulling it off, that would be an incredible RKO.
Pulling that off would actually be, I hate to use the word, it would be epic.
That's a big word to use, especially from you.
Yep, four letters.
Steve, what do you think of this match?
I don't know when the last time I looked forward to a Randy Orton or a Jeff Hardy match was.
Well, I can tell you when I was. Never.
That's the answer.
Oh, bullshit. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins 2 or 3 years ago. WrestleMania.
House of Horrors match, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait, how are we overlooking the House of Horrors?
Why was that a letdown?
It was a letdown. That should have been much better than it was. I'm a little disappointed.
We're still talking about it. How much of a letdown could it really have been?
It was terrible. We still talk about terrible.
A refrigerator was knocked onto somebody, Russ. A refrigerator.
And the tractor went backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
With nobody on it.
That was spooky.
I kind of want to go watch that match after this podcast.
And shame yourself and be like, wow, why did I watch this? Yeah, good idea. Go ahead, do that. That's a good idea.
Hopefully when Bray Wyatt breaks up with Matt Hardy, they have House of Horrors 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, it has to be House of Horrors.
With Sister Abigail.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Could they decorate the Hardy compound as the House of Horrors this
the
time?
The House of Horrors compound?
Compound of Horrors?
Compound of Horrors.
Oh, my God.
Vince, get on that one.
Hugh Hefner is rolling over in his grave for not having come up with this.
Right? That's what he uses us for.
We should get writing jobs for this company.
Right? We're doing it for free, so why is he going to pay us?
No, not even front row seats to Raw in our area.
I know, exactly. Come on, just one little thing. Come on. All right, for me, whatever. I don't care. I'm pretty sure Jeff's winning this thing, so. Kent, who do you think's going to win?
I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. Steve?
Aside from the fans, Jeff Hardy.
All right. Let's move on. And I love this. I'm looking at the Backlash pay-per-view on WWE.com. They have at the bottom United States Championship. Ready? You know what's next? Tickets for WWE Backlash.
It's available, yep. Right?
Network or Newark are available now. First of all, that should be at the bottom, not the second to the bottom, but whatever. All right. The next match is Thrown Together, Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Steve, what's your take on this one?
Bobby Lashley has not been impressing me since his debut on Raw.
No.
But I see no way Braun Strowman's going to lose this match. I think, just like WrestleMania, who won it by himself, if he has to. But it should be a good match. I mean, KO, Zayn, Braun Strowman. It should be a good
Bobby,
match. But he's done nothing so far. So.
Well, okay, is that his fault, or is it just the oversaturation of wrestlers that are going on right now?
I don't know, but he almost killed Cass at the Rumble. That's who almost broke the neck at the Rumble.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, on the suplex, and he slipped the first time. Oh, my God, yeah.
That was the other thing. It seemed like it was very wet there. Like the sweaty...
It was, 150 degrees,
so... I can't believe they don't have air-conditioned freaking place to wrestle. I don't know, whatever. That's coming to the next day. All right. Kent, what's your take on this one?
Why didn't they have one of the 50 guys dress up as Aladdin? Or the genie, I mean. Like, why wasn't that a thing? What match are we talking
Braun
about?
Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
I would like to see Bobby Lashley get taken out before the match. So we get the Braun Strowman 2-on-1 thing, building up Braun. And then down the road... That's how you turn Lashley heel, because heel Lashley, which we haven't seen in WWE, is actually awesome. It's Bobby Lashley. And we're going to need a powerful heel on Raw. We don't have one of those right now. So Bobby Lashley would actually be a really good choice, since they're not going to give Bobby the Brock push, it don't seem, or else Bobby would have won the Rumble. I think make Lashley kind of like pissed off that Braun didn't care more about his well-being, and that's part of the heel turn. There, I just gave Vince a new story.
In that
You're
scenario,
welcome,
could Nicholas come out for the Braun's front?
I think so.
Once Lashley leaves. Or
Does John Cohn have any other children?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I like all four of the guys. I hope this is kind of a coming out for Bobby Lashley, because you're right. He's done nothing since he's been introduced. I blame it on the saturation of everything going on. Once things settle down a little bit, I think Bobby will get more of a play. I hope this is a nice little showcase for him. Other than that, I'm going to... I can't see Braun and Bobby losing this thing. Unfortunately, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have been getting destroyed lately.
I wish they could get half the pop they got at Montreal all the time.
Right. I agree. They're not. But I Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley are the winners for me. Kent, who do you got?
Yeah. Only thing I don't like is we have two Bobbies on the same brand. That's very confusing to me, because if we just say Bobby, I don't know if we're talking about Lashley or Rude.
Well, Rude does not have a match, so...
Once again, not sure why that
crushed.
Is.
I guess. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
So...
The Canadians are losing.
Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. The Canadians are going to lose.
All right. Next one, because we already talked about these two a lot later, so this will be quick. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. I'll be honest with you. I really like what they're doing with these two. The feud started up really nice. I like how they're going with it. Little bit over the top in some spots, but especially when Big Cass brought out the midget, or I'm sorry, little person. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
He brought out Roderick Strong. Yes,
you didn't notice him? He was dressed up like Daniel Bryan. That's probably because you couldn't recognize him. I'm curious to see how Big Cass does against Daniel Bryan. I'm curious in this match. I'm hoping it delivers at least semi. So, or gives me a semi. Kent?
Semis aside, I have zero fucks to give about this match. I am not interested in the least spin this match. I don't think this match is going to be good in the least bit. I am sticking with my claim that Big Cass is possibly going to get over because he's big and articulate on the mic. But I promise you, I guarantee, Vince, using your word, Big Cass is never going
to
get over.
You're going to get a cease and desist letter in the mail.
Oh, I probably am.
Now he's going to not take any of our suggestions because we totally...
I'll show them using my guarantee.
Cass is just... He doesn't have what you need in the ring. And I don't think he's going to be able to develop. I just don't.
Cass is a big guy, but he's not, like, muscular. He's tall, but he's like a beanpole. And that's not the kind of guy they like to get pushes to.
Mm. True. So, all right. Steve, who do you have winning this thing?
I don't see how Brian's going to lose this. He already lost the tag team match. That's pay-per-view, so we'll probably win this unless the Miz interferes.
Okay.
Although I'm kind of hoping that at some point Miz and Bryan bond over being first-time fathers and become a tag team.
Oh, God. That might happen. Kent, what'd you think?
Big Cass has to win this, so... The only way he doesn't win this is by like a DQ or something, but he's going to be standing 7 feet tall at the end of this, and you can apparently teach that or will it or something. He's a warlock.
Good point. I think Big Cass is winning this. I agree with Kent. Cheating. It's definitely, he's not winning this clean. There's no chance.
What? He's not going to win it cleanly?
Definitely cheating. There's going to be a cheat in this one. But I think Big Cass wins it. It makes a lot of sense. Something's going to happen that Big Cass wins.
Well, it depends how quickly they want to blow this feud off.
True. Could
like,
be.
Do they want Bryan to go for the belt next, or what?
I think Joe's going for the belt next.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Unless then Shinsuke wins, but then we're stick with Shinsuke and AJ for a little bit longer, so.
Because of the guaranteed rematch clause.
That's right. All right, let's move on.
It's a vicious cycle.
Let's move on to Kent's favorite match. So I'm going to start with Kent on this one. The SmackDown Women's Championship, Carmella versus Charlotte Flair. Kent, go ahead.
I was shocked this week on Fear of the Walking Dead. Out of nowhere, they killed one of the OG cast members. Actually, the main male cast member, Nick, killed him off, and I was shocked. And unlike Carl, who was just written off for no apparent fucking reason, apparently the actor Frank Delane requested to leave the show. So I don't think that's a last we're going to see of Nick, because they're doing a ton of flashbacks this season. But I was still very shocked to see somebody that important die. So yeah, that's my thoughts on this week's Fear of the Walking Dead. And if the iconic duo, because I refuse to call them the other fucking name, if they do not interfere, I am going to be so upset, because they are better than Asuka.
They've proven it.
And Carmella cannot lose.
God, I hope not.
She loses, I riot, Vince.
All right.
I fucking riot.
Vince, you heard this. He'll riot, and we'll record it. So, all right, Steve.
I know Charlotte is like maybe two title wins away at this point of tying Ric Flair, so they might try to give it to her. I would rather see Carmella hold on to the belt a bit longer. I don't care if the iconic duo get involved or not. I'd rather see them on TV. I'd rather see them do anything than Charlotte do anything. So, yeah. Carmella wins.
I'm getting such a kick out of the whole Peyton Royce doing impersonation
so
thing.
Good.
Like, it's so cheesy, good. But so it funny. Is.
They're a very good team. I like them.
So, I have a question. Aside from Edge, does the spear belong to any talented wrestlers in the history of ever?
Rhino.
Stone Cold. Back before he broke his neck.
Stone Cold never did the fucking Shut spear, up. Russ. What Stone Cold were you watching?
He does the Lou Fez press. He does the Lou Fez press. Like, he's about to get it as a spear.
Alternate reality Stone Cold.
Yeah, alternate reality Stone Cold.
Jesus. I guess Lashley, I don't know if Lashley still does it. He was doing it, then I don't know if he's still doing it. I mean, Whisker Biscuit did it.
You said
Roman
talented.
Did it. Charlotte does it. Why is that move so revered when anybody can do it? Even Nicholas could do the spear.
Kind of like sweet chin music these days?
Yeah, that has become...
What? Adam Cole?
Adam Cole.
And every other indie wrestler?
Seth Rollins. Usos.
The Young Bucks.
Daniel Bryan.
Wait, yeah. I mean, pretty much everybody that weighs less than 250 pounds does that move. Oh, and Luke Harper.
Right. But his is more of a big boot than some sweet chin music.
No, he actually has a super kick, plus he has the running boot.
You're right. Holy crap. He is versatile. And yet...
He is a first... And he can do a drop kick. That man can use his legs.
And yet he has no match at Backlash. Good stuff.
Damn.
All right.
It's still time. They could add it.
Okay, maybe. And who's winning, Steve?
What was the match?
Carmella and Charlotte. That's why I'm really talking about it. So.
Bathroom break?
All right, I'll take it. Yeah, I don't really care about this as long as Carmella wins and we get the iconic duo doing something hilarious. I'm fine with that. And Carmella wins. Let's move on to the other exciting match of the evening, Raw Women's Championship, Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. And other than the moments of Bliss, this has been garbage. Not good. And the moments of Bliss have been way too awesome. They're going to get cheered so much if they keep this up, and that's probably not a good thing. As for the winning, it's got to be Nia. As much as I'd love to have Alexa win this one, kind of feels like it would be jipping Nia. But this, I don't care. Whatever. Steve.
Having a week off due to the Saudi Arabia thing is a great time for a breast job.
Facts.
And Alexa should win, but it's going to be Nia Jax, probably.
Okay. Ken.
I don't care anymore. I just, you know, I tried giving Nia a little bit of praise. Like, she started seeming like she was getting it in the ring, and she doesn't impress me at all. She is the Samoan Big Cass. There's a lot of similarities between the two, because she's actually not terrible on the mic. Big Cass is worlds better, but she's not terrible on the mic. She has a unique look. She's got a big look. And I'm not making a fat joke. She's tall, and you can't teach
no, you can.
That. But her as champion is... Is there a more worthless champion right now not named Brock Lesnar?
Well, he took Brock away from me. Braun Strowman with his Royal Rumble championship, he'll never defend.
The championship's worth,
yeah,
it's not Braun.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
We don't know he may defend. like, how do you defend a championship? Like, are they going to have, like, other events where there's 50 men? Like, how do you defend that belt?
There are four Saudis on the roster now, apparently, so can they challenge for it?
Right. Is it the Saudi belt, maybe? I don't know. I don't. What are they doing with it?
I don't know.
It's the Velish belt.
I don't know. Nia's worthless. Why didn't we get, like, Ronda versus Mickey instead? I'd rather have that and just have more moments of bliss that they stole
because
from me.
Ronda doesn't wrestle unless it's a big event, apparently. Even though she'll be there all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't she be, like, involved as an actual wrestler on Raw, not just showing up at ringside or whatever?
I don't know. Maybe she's not ready. They just
stopped. Well, she definitely isn't ready.
I don't know. I think Ronda Lesnar is ready.
That was a heavy scripted match. They had months to prepare for that.
No, he said Ronda Lesnar. So, I saw what you did, Cat. All right. Let's move on to something a little bit better. The Intercontinental Championship, Seth Rollins versus The Miz. Who's winning it? I don't know. This one's going to be a tough one to call. I think this could be possible match of the night because it's the people involved. Who knows? We still have the other two matches we'll talk about.
Wait a second. Are you telling me Russ Snyder thinks that a match with Seth Rollins could be the match of the night? Are you shitting on my balls here? What?
I know. It's shocking, but it's true.
It's a shocking weekend for me.
It is, isn't it? So, Kat, what do you think?
I think The Miz is going to win the belt. Here's my theory. They want to keep Miz away from Daniel for the time being. I think that's a SummerSlam thing. What better way than Miz to win the Intercontinental Championship and have to go on both shows for a while until he loses it? And that kind of keeps him out of the Daniel Bryan thing for a while. Not only that, I mean, they really kind of need to give him the record. Like,
one the only tie?
He really should hold
the
record.
Only tie?
He's only, 5 days away, though,
for
the
longest
duration.
Yes, he's only, like, 5 or 6.
And he would tie it for
most
times
with
Jericho, right?
So I think that's
say do that. And you know, Seth can have it back. I mean, Seth is a guy that doesn't need a belt, but I'm fine with him getting it back.
Yeah, I don't really care, but I don't see them. How are they?
You don't care.
I do, but I mean,
your bias is showing here, Russ.
I just think, would The Miz have to do both shows? How would they do it? They've never established rules for this.
Right, so why not just make up shit on the go like they always fucking do? This was the perfect out to keep Miz away from Daniel in some aspects where he, you know. I think they could pull this off and keep them separated because they weren't expecting to get Daniel back, and they're like, all right, well, we got to move Miz over to SmackDown. We got to have this feud, but we don't want to blow our load instantly. And Vince is like, God damn it, we want to blow our load.
Can we just say that's us too? Because remember, we had discussed this at the first week at, Miz got switched over, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if they didn't blow their load on this? And what did we do? We laughed and said, ha, it's WWE. They're going to blow their load. They didn't blow their load on this match.
Right, because they keep listening to this podcast for some stupid reason.
Listening to this podcast. I'm just saying. Steve, I'm telling you, it's too many coincidences. Too many. All right, Steve.
They probably do have someone like that listens to the podcast. I don't know.
They probably do.
It could be yours, but some of that.
Ours, Steve.
Steve, words hurt.
You're a part of this. I hate to tell you. So
some of the more popular podcasts.
The pain of the words hurting.
All right.
Well, you don't see us on the network having your own podcast.
For good reason. There's a lot of good reasons for that. All right.
I think The Miz should win. The Miz should have the record.
I agree. Miz should have the record, but screw you guys, Seth Rollins.
Screw you guys.
Will
I
Seth
like my
be in
pants,
fire
Jesus.
Pants or will he be in like normal
pants?
He
has not worn fire pants in a couple of weeks, so thank God for that.
Yeah, but how bad was his fucking outfit in Saudi Arabia? Let's not overlook how bad that shit
bad
was,
as
too.
That was Saudi Prince approved.
Yes.
Why doesn't Seth Rollins get more shit for having the worst attire on a consistent basis?
Because Renee
Young
still
when he goes
still employed.
Oh, Renee. Oh.
Renee Young.
She does have some pretty
well,
awful.
Well, Nia.
Oh, God.
It's like
let's
every
not
other
overlook
match.
Nia.
That golden one that Nia wore was awful.
Yeah. Actually, Renee sometimes looks good.
So, yeah, it's like every other week. Seems like.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Michelle Beadle.
Speaking of Michelle Beadle, WWE Championship AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. No disqualification match. Steve.
That was a hell of a segue there, Russ.
What do you think?
I think AJ's going to win because Samoa Joe's next in line. That way it's still heel versus face. Although Nak really needs a title because he's... How many times has he challenged for the belt?
This will be his third.
He's like Roman Reigns now. He's like always challenging, always losing, always getting a shot.
It's true.
But he's not going to win again. He's going to lose.
I don't understand why they should pull the trigger on it. You're right. I agree with you. It's probably going to be...
I mean, it's no DQ. Give him like 12 nut shots and call it a day.
Yeah. Kent.
Instead of eight F5s, do like eight nut shots and pin them.
I agree. I think it's Shinsuke's time. He should get the belt for a little bit. AJ doesn't need the belt. He's one of those guys who doesn't need the belt. He carries it well. Don't get me wrong. He's really brought it back to prestige. But he's not one who needs the belt. I really look forward to this match. No DQ. It should be great. Finally. Hopefully. Hoping for that. There's plenty of time for them to spread their legs. I mean, wings. Sorry. Spread their wings. And really show us what they can do. I like Shinsuke to win it, but I don't care who wins it because I like both guys. Kent?
Russ, I heard you say that they were going to pull the trigger, and I know that was a Bullet Club reference, and you made Kerry very happy, but we're done with the corner, okay? Man, you know, every match pretty much that's brought up, I sit here and I go, I don't give a
that's
fuck.
That's the 16 with the SmackDown tag team division.
Oh, yeah, Gallus and Anderson's on. So they got seven teams. So Gallus and Anderson turn heel and help Shinsuke win?
And no one will care because it's Gallus and Anderson?
Exactly. And then...
The Good Brothers. They're good on Ride Along. Very good. Probably the best thing that happens on Ride Along is when they have their episodes. But... I don't know. This is AJ versus Owens 2018. That's what this feels like. Shinsuke really should get the belt. I mean, because you have to make sure that he doesn't get mad. And what is... Oh, Russ has shown me something.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's Carrie. Just a quick Carrie update. She's done with her final paper, so she should be back with us next week, apparently.
Finally, a real host.
Yes, someone who can actually do their job.
Jesus, it's about time. I mean, here's the thing. Do you not put the belt on Shinsuke and worry about him going back to Japan and make them, you know, competitors to WWE?
You should.
I mean, do you really care at this point? No. Nobody. Like, is Shinsuke kind of a lost cause? Or am I being overreactive?
It might be too soon in his heel run to say he's a lost cause.
Yeah. Give him some time. Let him get back there. He is great as a heel. I'll give him that. He's been great.
He is great. I love this heel run, but God, I feel like they Bobby Roode'd the shit out of him.
And they Bobby Roode'd the Bobby Roode, too. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, at least he's in an interesting feud with Elias. True.
But they're not showing anything for Backlash, so... Yay, dual-branded pay-per-views.
Is this the main event? Oh.
So, we are ready to move on. Who do you think's winning, Kent, since you already got it from me and Steve?
Oh. Shinsuke?
So, AJ's winning. There's no way AJ can lose this, right? Because AJ has not got...
Why can't we just have Joe versus AJ in a meaningless feud that's really good? Because that's when AJ's at his best. Not when he's holding the title.
Well, we could. I'd love to have that. But my problem is it just doesn't seem like AJ's going to lose it because he's always gotten defeated. He never has had the upper hand.
Here's my question to you, Russ. If I said you're going to have Shinsuke taking on... And who's his next challenger after AJ? It's not going to be Daniel because Daniel's going to be up Cass's ass for a while. So who's the next person? Is it Hardy? Randy?
Randy or... Shane O'Mac?
Right. So it's either going to be Randy or Hardy. Do you want Shinsuke with the title? Because AJ and Joe sells itself without the belt.
I don't know.
I agree. Shinsuke.
I think it's time to put on Shinsuke. I don't think they're going to. All right, let's go to the main event of the show. Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe. I'd catch shaking his head, so I'll let Kent go first.
Why the fuck is this a main event? Two guys on separate rosters, no belt involved. So this is somehow more important than the five matches with titles. Why is this the main event? It's not like these guys haven't fought before because, gotta blow our load on Raw and just have these throwaway Raw matches that got nobody over because they never, followed up with it. If this is their follow-up after a year of fuckery of shitty Raw matches, congrats, because now we have the main event of a pay-per-view that really looks like shit on paper.
I think it's going to deliver.
No, you don't. No, you
don't. I hope it delivers. All right, how about that? They're both...
Are you sure you even hope for that, Russ?
I do, because I don't want a shitty match. I want to see a decent match. These guys could steal the show. I don't know why it's the main event.
Oh, the match itself will probably be great. It probably will actually be the best match of the night.
It shouldn't be main event. I agree with you. It should be down the card. I don't know why it's the main event.
Like, how is this above Shinsuke versus AJ? How?
It's just two guys fighting because they have a feud. Steve, what do you think?
What would make a lot of sense would have been to have Samoa Joe interfere in the cage match, causing Brock to lose. That way it's for the belt. And Samoa Joe can keep saying, you're a loser, you couldn't beat Brock without me, blah, blah, blah. And then you have something to fight for.
Yes.
I don't care who wins. Double count out for all I care. It'll be a good match, though. Because Samoa Joe has good matches.
Right. I agree. I think it's going to be a good match. Roman always has his good matches, and so does Samoa Joe. So this should be a good match. Roman's winning this, and I feel bad for Joe. Kent?
Are you sure, though, that Roman's winning this? Because I'm not thinking he
Roman's winning and then fighting Brock again and winning that match too. And then finally Brock can go away and die.
Accurate. No, the problem I have, it just feels like this is, I wish, if they're going the right track, it should be Samoa Joe winning this. Have Roman go down a spiral. He's lost so many times now in the past. Keep him losing. Keep him losing. The problem is, I don't think they're going to do that.
I think they are. I think they need to.
Kind of like John Cena earlier this year.
Right. Let's repeat exact storylines.
Sure.
Why not?
Do it anyway.
And give Braun another belt. Plus,
isn't this the time of the year that Roman loses some matches anyways because it's post-WrestleMania?
Yeah, but he's already lost so many since WrestleMania and WrestleMania, so...
And it doesn't hurt his standing
Absolutely
in the
not.
Company.
Yeah.
That's why... Joe needs to win way more.
I agree with you 100%. I think Roman's winning this.
And the funny thing, though, is Joe loses, and he's still going to get over with one promo. Yep.
So, all right, and that is Backlash, and we seem to be underwhelmed by it.
I don't care if I miss some of it because I'm sleeping, to be perfectly honest.
It's going
to
be in the background. That's about as far as I'm going to say it's going to go for me. All right, Steve?
I'll watch it.
Well,
I may not remember it come Wednesday, but I'll watch it.
All right.
I might forget everything that happens on it.
Is there a kickoff show?
Most likely.
They haven't announced it yet, if they have.
God, I hope it's just like the Greatest Royal Rumble where we had an hour without a pre-show match. That was great.
Maybe Asuka will be on it.
Oh, Asuka and Becky versus Iconics?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
They should. All right. Yeah. So that's going to bring us to the end of our Backlash preview. Let's go on to our namesake segment, Are You Not Kentertained? Where we choose one segment for the week and ask ourselves, were we Kentertained by it? This week, we're taking Big Cass, bringing out mini Daniel Bryan, or maybe taller Daniel Bryan, if you want to go with the joke, where he brought out a midget and they talked and then, well, Big Cass destroyed the little person. So, Kent, were you not entertained?
Midget? Yes. Entertained? Yes. Like, yes. If anybody says no, they're getting the back of my fucking hand. That's what I have to offer you, because midgets equal ratings.
For us. All right, Steve, were you not entertained?
The only way you would not be entertained or entertained is if you were a social justice warrior and are way too PC and never watched wrestling in the past 56 years. Because midgets have always been a part of wrestling, and they've always been like the comedy act. That's what we were brought up to see them as. So, it was entertaining.
It was, I agree. It was definitely entertaining. I liked the little twist that Big Cass introduced him before he kicked the crap out of him. That was nice. I guess that was nice. Let him give a chance to shine a little bit. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the only people who don't like this stuff are SJWs and people who don't watch wrestling. Because this was pretty funny. And we're terrible people, too. So. Let's not forget that.
Thanks, wrestling.
Yeah, thanks, wrestling. All right, so let's move on to our final segment before our game. And I'm not finished with you. So each of us will take one thing we're not finished with, and we hope to see continue on next week. Let's start with Steve. What are you looking forward to?
Not a hell of a lot.
That's true. That is rough. Rough going.
Hopefully, I want to see what happens with Braun Strowman's belt.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, good enough, eh?
Yeah, there's not much going on for me wrestling-wise.
Kent.
Well, I think I chose Baron and No Way Jose last week. So this week, I will choose the continuation of Rude versus Elias. Perhaps one of the best feuds going on currently.
All right. And...
Oh, maybe another Peyton Royce impression.
Oh, yeah.
Or Moment of Bliss.
Yeah, those are all, well, those are something we should, yeah, I think we look forward to those. I'm going to say I'm looking forward to, wow, I guess I'm going to have to say Big Cass and Daniel Bryan, see where they're going with that. It's tough. I don't know what I'm looking forward to here.
Hello, post-WrestleMania lol.
So I guess that's what I'm looking forward to. All right. So
I think Lucha Underground starts.
You know what?
That's true.
Did we even give props to Kane?
No, we should. You're right. He is, as of right now, won the primary for the mayoral race. And since he won the primary, it's typically, I believe, Republican, which he is, which means he's probably going to win the whole thing. They have, obviously,
it was close, though. It was like 17 votes,
and there's still 43 votes out, but they think it's about split half-half, so they're pretty sure he won it. That's why they called it.
Maybe Kane threatened his opponent to like choke slam him or something if he didn't concede.
That's possible. Definitely possible. I wish we were there for that one. So,
I miss Katie Vick.
Me too. If the people knew what Kane did with Katie Vick, I don't think they'd vote for him.
They must not have the network down there. I don't know.
I don't know. Are we talking Tennessee here?
Dox County, Tennessee. Yep. Yeah.
Are we sure that they wouldn't approve of what Kane did to Katie?
That would be hilarious if one of his opponents actually brought that up. You know, just like,
if they don't bring it up, they're really doing a lousy job on their research, quite frankly.
Mayor Kane,
this man once tied Shane McMahon to a ring post and electrified his balls. Do you want him as your mayor?
Do you want a guy who had patchy hair when he first removed his mask, but 2 weeks later had normal
and
head?
Wasn't burned at all.
No.
Liar. Do you want a liar as your as your mayor?
Do you want a liar for a politician? No.
Do you want a man who's destroyed weddings by coming out of a ring and grabbing the bride? I don't think I do.
A man who almost always tries to kill his brother.
Yeah. If he can't trust his brother, who can he trust? All right, we're getting off topic here. Congratulations, Kane. Let's finish this off. We have Guess the Wrestler. It's our favorite game, everyone's favorite game, Guess the Wrestler. We have one of the people in the show will have a wrestler. The other two have to guess who that wrestler is. There are 9 questions to be asked and 2 chances to guess the correct answer. And I also have to give them 2 gimmies, I guess is the word, gimmies. So, the gimme is, and it's my turn, by the way, that's why I said me.
Yes, it's your turn?
Last week with Rowdy.
God damn it, I had
you did Ronda Rousey?
This week, and I'm going to totally forget.
No.
Just for the sake of knowing, because I will totally forget, I had Buff Bagwell lined up for laughs.
All right. Male, technically not retired.
So it could be Brock Lesnar for all we know.
It could be Mark Henry for all we know.
It could be.
Wait.
If it's fucking Kane, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
When you say technically, what the fuck do you mean?
He's still wrestling, but we don't see him.
Okay, so he's not our TV screens wrestling anymore. Nobody sees anything in Japan.
Or TNA.
Is that one of your questions? Because if that's one of your questions, I'll answer it. If not, I'm not answering anymore.
All right, I'll ask this to get it out of the way. What is the most recognizable place that he last wrestled that, you know, we'd at least have heard of?
Well, he has been in WWE, so we know who he is. But ECW is where you know him from most.
So you chose an ECW guy on a week that beats
you knew
Steve
it. I'm not making this hard. I want to have it fun.
Is he an innovator of violence?
No, I do not believe that's New Jack, right? No.
No, that's not New Jack.
That's Dreamer.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
Remember, my ECW is not nearly as extensive as your guys'.
I mean, if Steve was said, did he come out to Natural Born Killers, would you have at least understood that was New Jack?
So, all right, so you got 2 questions
now.
Has he
murdered 3 people?
That's 2 questions. I'm not answering that. Next.
Well, Teddy, you still didn't answer my first question. Where did we last most recently?
Oh,
Sammy has no clue who the innovator of violence was, so.
Okay, WWE. Like, he hasn't wrestled in Japan, Lucha, or TNA since.
Okay, hold on.
We lost. That was the crux of my question.
I'm sorry. TNA for 1 year. Recently.
All right. What was the biggest championship that he had?
Let's see.
And with what federation?
Quite the list. Hold on.
Because I know Steiner just returned and won the tag team championships.
But he was in ECW for like 1 day.
I thought the Steiner brothers were there for a few weeks.
So. A few weeks maybe, yeah. Not that long.
Steiner would have been perfect though for ECW with his foul mouth. Like, could you imagine Big Papa Pump Steiner promo in ECW?
He would rival
I will say this. He has had a lot of championships. But the one we would know mostly is the ECW World Heavyweight Championship.
Can we make a new rule for this? We can never say... I feel that we always get fucked over when somebody says ECW champion and it really was WWECW champion. Can we officially make that a thing that... If it's the WWECW,
how would we know though, based off of what they say? I'm assuming this is actually ECW, knowing what I know.
By the date, if it's in the 2000s, if it's mid 2000s, you know
they don't
have
the date next to it when you want it. Yeah.
Oh no shit. Okay.
I can't tell you, but I am pretty sure it was ECW.
Okay,
Steve.
Since he's not fully retired, is he semi-regular at some other promotion that's not on TV or on American TV? I don't know of any ECW guys who are, so I don't know.
No. Honestly, no.
I think Bubba Ray's the only guy I can think of, him and Rhino, but Russ did say he's not really that active anymore, so I mean technically that covers Rhino, right. But
it's not Dreamer, definitely.
I don't think it's gonna be Bubba because Bubba's been in Ring of Honor, so that Russ yes. should have said that at the very least. And he was never ECW champion, he was TNA champion. Did this guy ever hold a WWE, WWF Intercontinental Championship?
I don't see it on here. He's got a huge list, and I don't see it on here. So I'm going to say...
Damn it, I was thinking it was going to be Dean Douglas because we talked about him earlier.
That would be great.
So the answer to that is no.
Okay. Huh. Well, fuck you for not picking somebody we already talked about. You're ruining the gimmick.
Van Damme was an ECW champion, but it was WWE ECW, wasn't it?
No, that he was also WWE champion, which would have been right.
This is Russ talking about.
He had red hair. Russ, Stone Cold did not have red hair. The picture shows it.
Stone Cold.
Is he from Canada? Probably. No. Old Buck was not from Canada. Sorry. Shit.
I'll say this. You know this person.
Oh, obviously. He's in ECW. Right. I probably know him. Did he have a flock?
No.
If he's from America, what state is he from? And if he's not from America, what country is he from?
You want born, not, right?
Where he's hailed from.
Billed from Saudi Arabia.
That solves that one.
Nope, Steve's got it.
Does he point to the sky as his pose?
I believe that is, yes. Yes, he does.
I think me and Steve probably have three questions coming up here. Is he homicidal?
One question.
Is he suicidal?
Is he genocidal?
Absolutely all of those things, yes.
Did he fight Big Show at a house show in Glens Falls with us?
Yes. All right.
Oh, I enjoyed those matches where Big Show would just be on the mic during the match.
Does he actually talk in real life?
Well, in real life, I'm sure he does.
Was he in the vehicle the night that RVD basically lost his championship?
Yes. I don't remember, though, so I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, it was him and RVD traveling when he got caught.
I wasn't sure.
Was his uncle an original at something?
Yes. All right. Who is it?
Was he in the most brutal barbed wire match of all
definitely.
Time?
It's definitely Terry Funk, then. Yeah. It's Bill Alfonso.
Wait, he's Arabian?
You know that?
Does his name have four letters?
No, I will tell you this. There is a Terry in his name, but yes, his wrestling name, there's four letters in it.
Did he fear...
What
Terry?
Is his real name?
Michael Brunk. He's actually from Michigan, but when you asked
Flint, Michigan, same as Van Damme.
But when you specifically asked where he was hailed from, it's Saudi Arabia.
I think that was actually the clutch question.
If you didn't ask where he hailed from, I would have told you Karachi, Michigan.
If you said Michigan, it would have been the Van Damme or Sabu.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Scott Steiner, I guess. But
we already knew kind of what it is. Scott Steiner. All right, so the answer is Sabu. You're right, so good job. All right. The reason I chose him is because...
Because Taz fears him?
Well, yes. No, I was looking for this day in wrestling, and this day in wrestling for him, he fought RVD, I believe, for one of the championships. I want to say it was ECW.
Wow, this day in wrestling is really specific.
It was huge. I was looking for something cool, and there was nothing.
Sabu fought for your name for some belt. I don't know.
There was literally nothing.
Sabu may have fought RVD in one of his feuds over the years.
That's what it was. I was like, well, this day in wrestling history is not going to work if I can't get cool things off of it. There was literally so many things that happened, and all they do is show the show. So I was like, ah, screw it, Sabu, that works. All right, Kent, is there anything going on this week?
We'll eventually have the Greatest Royal Rumble review up.
One day.
I think. Yep. And then we'll also have the... Wait, when's Kerry done? This week? I wonder if I can coerce her into actually writing a preview. Nice. If not, Russ, you also have a preview to write with me. For Backlash, the greatest pay-per-view of May.
Hey.
And Fear the Walking Dead blog. I think Santa Clarita Season 2 blog has to go up. And I think the Punisher one, because that was due back in December, and I totally forgot to post
it. That's good stuff.
It is.
No problem. Thank you. All right. So, for Steve, Kent, and myself, this has been Are You Not Kentertained? We hope you were at least semi-kentertained. If not, screw you. We don't care. Have a wonderful night.
WWE, never give us back-to-back weeks of pay-per-views because that makes for an awful podcast, you dicks. Talking to you, Vince.
And that's that.